nice to see it nice and slow, yeah.
All right, we're back here at All Action Sports Radio and allactionsportsradio.com. We're on the line with Chad Kagi. He's in eastern side of the world at Woodward East, and he's getting ready for X Games in June. And, Chad.
Yep, thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
Absolutely. We love to have you, Chad. Now, you just finished talking that you're working on a new trick that you have ready for the X Games coming up in June. And you said there are other guys there with you. Who else is with you?
So Vince Byron was here riding with me. He flew out from California 2 days ago. Michael Laren, he lives out here. And then Stevie McCann is traveling through on a road trip.
Now, do those guys help you with your tricks? I mean,
absolutely.
You show them what you're doing, and they kind of give you tips on which way you should go, what works best.
There's a timing issue that goes on, and having someone film and show you the video, it works well with some people. Some competitors, you don't want to show them what you're working on because they're not the kindest competitors. They will steal your tricks and show up and do them right before you do.
But I think what you do is so difficult. There's a very, very, very small amount of BMX riders that can even hope to compete to do the types of tricks you do.
And everybody does them a little bit different. You can watch 10 people do a flare, and every single one of them is going to look a little bit different.
Now, going into this X Games, I mean, Chad, you are 35. How many X Games do you have left in you?
I'm soon to find out, I guess. We'll see how many times they want to keep inviting us back. Dennis McCoy is 45 or 46, so basing him as my guide to when I'm supposed to retire, I've got a few more years.
Then what the hell happened to Dave Mirra?
He decided to race rally cars and ride in triathlon.
You know, and I was going to ask you, is that something that you aspire to, do rally car racing?
No, I race other things. I race my motorcycle every now and then. I'm still focused on BMX stuff. I love it, and I still have a passion for it, so I'm going to continue on.
And speaking of which, you just came from the Kia Extreme Games in China. That was a blast, wasn't it?
That was a great event. It's always a little low-key. It's a lower-key event than something as big as X Games. Nice to get an event like that under your belt before stepping into the big giant arena of X Games.
Now, you recently went to the GoPro Athlete Summit in Hawaii. What was that all about?
That is a really, really cool event. They do it about every other year. They pick a different location. This year we went to Hawaii. They bring all the athletes together to teach us exactly how to use the cameras, the settings, the new editing software with the GoPro Studio, and they make it really, really easy for you to self-produce anything you want. And they show us so that we can show the world what we're doing from our perspective and make more people want to shoot video.
Oh, nice. I didn't even know they had that, man. Awesome. Hey, before we run out of time, I want to get to Bikes Over Baghdad. I know you did that last spring. It's an awesome event, and we've talked about it with other athletes before. Can you tell us when you're going to go again to see the troops?
We haven't been notified of what our next tour is. I hear it could be this fall. And it all depends on where the U.S. government deems a safe location is that the troops need to boost their morale. And once we do a show, they keep requesting us to come back. So we're on call to go anytime.
That's fantastic. For you to give back like that is just amazing. If people want to know more about Bikes Over Baghdad or, you know your schedule, how can they find out?
You know, Bikes Over Baghdad has a Facebook page with all the info and details, and we update it anytime we have shows and tours happening. And for me, you can get a hold of me on any social media possible with Chad Kagi, and I've got them all.
Hey, Chad, thank you so much for being a part of our show. Good luck at the X Games. I know Austin is a hotbed for BMX, and you're going to rock it.
Oh, it's going to be a great time. Thanks for having me on the show. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. And a big shout-out to Crystal Yang from ESPN for hooking us all up. We have more and more coming up with Ryan Simmons and Surf here at All Action Sports Radio. Stay tuned.